Alone with her daughter, at least for the moment, she took the opportunity to get a word in. Lydia, what about going to school for a degree in theater? Mom, didn't you understand a word of what I was just saying? I don't need a degree. I heard every word of what you said, and I understood it all. I was thinking more big picture. I'm sure there are aspects of your craft that you haven't yet explored, things you could still learn, maybe even directing. The point is, a degree opens more doors should you ever need them. And what doors are those? Well, for one, the degree would give you the credibility to teach if you ever wanted to. Mom, I want to be an actor, not a teacher. That's you, not me. I know that, Lydia. You've made that abundantly clear. I'm not necessarily thinking of a teacher at a university or college anyway, although you could. I was thinking that you could someday run workshops, just like the ones you've been taking and love so much. Mom, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to spend any energy on thinking about what I might do if I'm not good enough to make it as an actor. I don't need to doubt myself like that. I'm not doubting that you can have a career as an actor. But what if you decide to have a family someday, and you'd like to slow down a bit but still stay in the business? Teaching workshops, even from your home, might be a nice flexibility to have. Plus, it's not always what you know, but who you know. The networking possibilities you'd have with classmates, professors, alumni, I'm sure there's an inner circle you simply don't have access to without a degree or a body of work already proven in the business. Alice paused, waiting for Lydia's, "Yeah, but..." But she didn't say anything. Just consider it. Life only gets busier. It's a harder thing to fit in as you get older. Maybe talk to some of the people in your ensemble and get their perspectives on what's involved in continuing an acting career into your 30s and 40s and older. Okay? Okay. Okay. That was the closest they'd ever come to an agreement on the subject. Alice tried to think of something else to talk about, but couldn't. For so long now, they had talked only about this. The silence between them grew. Mom, what does it feel like? What does what feel like? Having Alzheimer's. Can you feel that you have it right now? Well, I know I'm not confused or repeating myself right now. But just a few minutes ago, I couldn't find cream cheese, and I was having a hard time participating in the conversation with you and your dad. I know it's only a matter of time before those types of things happen again, and the times between when it happens are getting shorter, and the things that are happening are getting bigger. So even when I feel completely normal, I know I'm not. It's not over, it's just a rest. I don't trust myself. As soon as she finished, she worried she'd admitted too much. She didn't want to scare her daughter. But Lydia didn't flinch and stayed interested, and Alice relaxed. So you know when it's happening? Most of the time. Like what was happening when you couldn't think of the name for cream cheese? I know what I'm looking for. My brain just can't get to it. It's like if you decided you wanted that glass of water, only your hand won't pick it up. You ask it nicely, you threaten it, but it just won't budge. You might finally get it to move, but then you grab the salt shaker instead, or you knock the glass and spill the water all over the table. Or by the time you get your hand to hold the glass and bring it to your lips, the itch in your throat has cleared, and you don't need a drink anymore. The moment of need has passed. That sounds like torture, Mom. It is. I'm so sorry you have this. Thanks. Lydia reached out across the dishes and glasses in years of distance and held her mother's hand. Alice squeezed it and smiled. Finally, they'd found something else they could talk about.